This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Edward Sherman, E-D-W-A-R-D-S-H-E-R-M-A-N. Date of birth 05-18-1962. Date of appointment 04-24-24. Requesting physician Michael McCloskey. M-I-C-H-A-E-L-M-C-C-L-O-S-K-E-Y. Dear Michael McCloskey, I have the pleasure of seeing Edward Sherman today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he's 61-year-old, left-handed Caucasian man. He had a seizure-like episode 3 months ago. He was walking to the bedroom. At 1 a.m. to sleep. Everything closing down. He's trying to hold the door jam. He fell down backward. He was dizzy, lightheaded. Vision was gone. He fell and became incontinent of urine. Could not able to stand, crawled, got pillow and slept on the floor about 1 to 3 hours. Then he woke up and went to the bed. There was no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no tongue biting, no postictal confusion. Body was not having any control. As per patient, there was no loss of consciousness, no shaking. 10 years ago, something similar happened to him and he fell in the bathroom. Body was weak. Past medical history, triple A aneurysm, non-dependent cannabis abuse, hyperlipidemia, tobacco use disorder, obesity, pulmonary nodule, allergic rhinitis. History of adenocarcinoma of the rectosigmoid junction, atherosclerotic heart disease, pulmonary emphysema, past surgical history, tonsillectomy. Allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, Trazodone, mg daily. Social history, quit smoking 4 months ago. occasionally vapes, drink beer and vodka about 5 times per week, smoking marijuana and cocaine. He is a custodian in Schenectady High School. He is married, live with a wife, have no children, family history. Mother, father deceased, two sister, two half sister and two half sister and 7 half brother. No significant medical issue. Review of the system. I personally review the journal, skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having vertigo, lightheadedness, memory loss, weakness, joint pain, joint stiffness, muscle pain, back pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowels on, present neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 5 or 5, deep plantar reflexes 2 or 4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pin prick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 61-year-old left-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, syncope. Number 2, rule out epilepsy. Number 3, tremor. Number 4, vertigo, dizziness. Next paragraph. His history is suggestive of syncopal episode. Probably he lost consciousness while he was falling down. Seizure is less likely, but I will order the MRI of the brain, carotid ultrasound, echocardiogram, and EEG. Cardiology consultation is recommended. I would like to see him back in my office. In 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.